Food co-ops have long emphasized their support for local producers, but consumer demand has reached a point where there is increasing interest among the large supermarket chains. As VPR's Steve Zind reports, that was evident at an event this week in Randolph Center.
It wasn't exactly a romantic event, but it was billed as a matchmaking opportunity, complete with what was described as a speed dating session. For the dozens of Vermont food producers and buyers in attendance, though, the gathering at Vermont Technical College was strictly business. Farmer-producer Beth Whiting was there in hopes of expanding her market. Whiting and her husband own Maple Wind Farm in Huntington and Richmond, which specializes in pasture and grass-fed meats.
I was very excited to come down and kind of expand my reaches beyond Chittenden and Washington County and get some of our products down south or even regionally.
On the buyer's side were many familiar co-ops, along with wholesale and institutional food suppliers. But there are also some relatively new faces to the local food scene, the big chain supermarkets. Scott Evans is a vice president with Price Chopper.
We see an emerging trend that's really growing, and we have to get better at that.
Evans says that trend is increasing customer demand for local products and an expectation that even a large supermarket chain with 135 stores should carry them.
There's this loyalty that customers have with those products, and it makes absolute sense because it really strengthens those communities in what they do. And so as we start to work with the local areas like Vermont and these towns that we're in, it's really important for us to find those products and partner with those different suppliers that are producing these products.
For a company used to working with large food distributors, one challenge is adapting the supply chain to deal with small producers.
Obviously, when we work through distributors, it makes life a bit easier for us, but sometimes it doesn't make sense. And so we're trying to find the flexibilities and the ability to work with trade partners to get their products to our stores, whatever fashion works best for both of us.
Representatives from Shaw's and Hannaford were also at this week's event. From the producer's perspective, the challenges of supplying a large chain store include the time it takes to increase production. And producing a premium product also costs more, so there's the question of meeting the price point for both the store and the producer. Demand for local food is also happening on an institutional level. This week, the food service giant Sodexo filled a full-time position dedicated to increasing the share of Vermont products the company provides to schools and hospitals. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.